So how's your football team doing this year? I have to tell you, it is actually kind of nice. And I mean kind of nice. It really is nice not having your whole Sunday taken over by football and fantasy sports. I was that guy for a long time until I just got sick and tired of not the protests, but of the rules that the commissioner has been using and implementing that destroys the game of football. Football used to be such a great sport, and it is just honestly terrible. I hope it changes. I hope it comes back. I might watch it again. But it's just Roger Goodell needs to be fired. He's the worst. Welcome to How to Build a Tent, the podcast on how to make you successful. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you for listening to the show. We are part of the Fight Laugh Feast Network. Go to fightlaughfeast.com. Put an HTBT in the memo field, and you will get a 15-ounce mug. You will get a pint glass. You will get tons of great content and so much value. And most of all, you'll be coming alongside of us to proclaim the Lordship of Jesus in every area of life. And you'll be keeping our shows on the air, which is kind of important. You know, we're doing some, God is using us in amazing ways. So just thank you for everyone who has kept us on the air by subscribing, becoming members, and helping us grow. Really appreciate it. So California really is, breaking the mold. And when I mean breaking the mold, I mean taking away freedoms left and right. They're taking away freedoms left and right. There is that bill that just passed, the AB5. Or it's in the process of being signed by the governor. They're basically going after Uber and Lyft and telling Uber and Lyft, and they are telling the independent contractors that work for them, you know, the drivers who come pick you up, that you guys cannot determine for yourselves what is best for each party. See, I don't know if you know this about Uber or Lyft, but they don't force anybody to drive for them that doesn't want to. They don't make people. They're not rounding people up. They're not in concentration camps. No, they are a platform that invites people to make money on their terms when they want to, without a schedule. And California doesn't like that. California wants to put their fingers in every little thing. Now, I grew up in California. California is a beautiful state. It has so many great things to do. I mean, I was able to snowboard and surf in the same day. The same day. And it wasn't like torturous. It wasn't like too cold in the beach, and it wasn't too hot on the mountains or vice versa. Like it was perfect. It is the most beautiful state that I have seen, besides Hawaii, obviously. It's the most beautiful state on the mainland, I should say. And yet they are a bunch of dictators. And they're really just proving wrong the misconception that there is freedom in outside of religion. There's freedom in letting the government dictate. There's freedom in humanism. Because now they want to tell businesses and individuals and employees and independent contractors what is good for them. And that you have to start paying a minimum wage. You have to start bringing in benefits and a whole bunch of other things that you're trying to push through a relationship that should be only between a business and a person or an independent contractor. But, you know, come to think of it, I think we should all consider ourselves independent contractors. Now, I understand that that means something differently as far as how you treat them as a business, but I'm talking about from your perspective as an employee. If you're an employee that works for a company, you should be looking after your own interest. You should be considering the contract you're signing, the pay that you receive, the work you're putting in as your own business, as your own independent contractor in that sense, in my opinion. But California wants to get in on that. And then I heard today that also California is going to tell people how much they can rent their own private property for. And you know what that's going to do. It's going to do the same thing that this AB5 does. It's going to limit supply. The AB5, the Uber Lyft bill, is going to do the same thing as minimum wage. It's going to cause less and less people to be employed and have work to be done. And the rent control bill that California is going to impose, where there's going to be rent controls just like they have in New York, it's going to cause a shortage of apartments. It's going to cause a shortage of condos. Because whenever you artificially put in a price that's lower than the market value, there is going to be increased demand and there's going to be a limited supply. So not only is housing going to be unattainable, but there's going to be a shortage of apartments and condos. And that is just going to make a beautiful state even uglier than it's become, overrun by homelessness. It's going to have dilapidated buildings because it's not going to be worth putting money into it if you're not going to be able to get a decent return. And whenever you lower prices, when you lower prices beyond the market, demand is going to increase because more and more people are going to want that product at a lower price. The higher the price, the less people are going to want it. And so too, the other side, conversely, is a supplier will not be willing to supply a product the less and less money they can get for it in sales. And that is true in everything in a public sector. Unless you're holding a gun to the head, which the government's the only ones that do it, to my knowledge, even though they make the government and the liberals and the progressives, they make it sound like businesses are putting a gun to people's head. But no, it's really the government doing it, telling you by force what you will do. Punishable by jail time, punishable by fines, punishable by going out of business. And this is what humanism, this is what big government offers. This is the way of Venezuela. This is the way of North Korea, of China. Is this what you want? This is why it's important to fight, because these things are happening in the United States right now. And fighting might be mean leaving California. I might be sticking around and voting for politicians like Amy Tran. But you got to fight. There's no neutrality. You got to get in the fight or you're going to be losing your freedoms. Because what happens in New York and what happens in California, other states follow suit. I'm glad I'm in a state where I have actually a say-so in a vote in Florida. Going to living in California and Hawaii for so long, it was depressing that just fighting didn't seem like it meant anything. But now in Florida, it means something again. It's real. It's tangible. I can see effects of it. There's a meaningful repercussions, positive and negative, of voting. I'm looking forward to that. Speaking of Florida, I was reading this article in The Economist. And there was this hurricane that just came through. Well, it kind of came through. It edged us. It hit South Carolina, Hurricane Dorian. And then it went up. And then disappeared into Canada somewhere. And they said, okay, so this is the article. It has to do with Teslas. Elon Musk, I'm going to read this little section from The Economist. The boss of Tesla announced that some of his customers in the storm's path would find that their cars had suddenly developed the ability to drive farther on a single battery charge. Like many modern vehicles, Mr. Musk's products are best thought of as internet-connected computers on wheels. The cheaper models in the Tesla's lineup have parts of their batteries disabled by the car's software in order to limit their range. At the tap of a keyboard in Palo Alto, the firm was able to remove those restrictions and give drivers temporary access to the full power of their batteries. What? You're telling me that all these lower-end Teslas can have the same mileage performance as the more expensive ones, but they're just being limited by Tesla and Palo Alto? Is somebody working on a hack for that where you can put in a chip or you can change the programming in your computer so you get the full range at the cheaper price? Entrepreneurs out there, programmers, I think there's an opportunity there. But also, this is a very interesting shift into our digital economy. We talk about job loss a lot and how jobs are going to be changed because of the robots and because of artificial intelligence. But look how our cars are changing. It's almost part of a service. You're not just buying a product anymore, you're buying a service. This car's performance is dictated by the manufacturer. How does that make you feel? All you Tesla owners out there, how does that make you feel? That Elon Musk and his company could turn your car off instantly. What if Elon Musk had the same morality, had the same standard, had the same political ideology as Facebook that shadow bans conservatives? And, just decided your car stopped working on election day because you're a conservative. Now, I'm not saying he would do that. It's a hypothetical situation. But we know that companies do things. We talked about it before. We talked about it yesterday. There's a stacked deck, one way or the other. There's nothing neutral. And we're getting to a place now where every product is a service in some way, where a company is sending updates. It's sending software changes. It's sending different algorithms. It's sending different controls, different communications, and you're not even aware of it. I mean, my Ford truck is connected to the internet. It has Wi-Fi. It has all this stuff. I'm sure Ford can do the same thing. It can track and find data about us. But that's just an interesting thing that kind of hit me the wrong way. I would love to hear your thoughts about that. You can find me on the social media sites, How to Build a Tent. You can email me, matt@howtobuildatent.com. Love to hear from you. Also, make sure you check out the book club. This book is going to be awesome. I cannot wait to get into it. And I was thinking about this also real quick before we leave. This would be a great opportunity for those of you who are not used to doing meetings online and not used to running a meeting or being participating in a meeting, speaking online. You don't need a video setup. You don't need even to talk, but you can chat. You can be involved in an online meeting. And that's basically what this is. And this can help prepare you, get you more comfortable when you have real meetings that have real consequences. If you make a fool of yourself, or if you say something and by mistake, or your technology doesn't work, you know, this is a safe place. We're not going to make fun of you for it. Well, I might. No, I'm just kidding. I won't. But that could be another opportunity. So go over there, check out the show, check out in the links, the Patreon account, sign up. I put it at $10 a month to participate in it because I want to limit the amount of people. If I put it for free, then all the people from this show will probably go over there. But I wanted to put some money on it just so that it can be a smaller amount. And hey, if it starts increasing more and more, then I'll raise the price so less and less people. I won't raise the price on people that join. You will always get the $10 a month. But I will raise it if we start to get a lot more people, because you don't want a book club with 20,000 people. Maybe I'll just have to split it up and have multiple book clubs. I don't know. We'll see. Anyways, let's go out, be successful. I'll talk to you tomorrow. God bless.